Let me tell you this honestly, friend. If you're still in the position today of trying to work out if it's really worth you being fully committed to Jesus Christ, you have not yet seen the value of Jesus. Because as soon as you see the value of Jesus, then like the pearl merchant who knew his pearls, you'll know exactly what you have to do.
Welcome to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, you're saying that once we truly see who Jesus is, we're going to know exactly what to do?
Yeah, well, here's where I'm taking that from, Steve. Jesus told this story about a collector of pearls. He had a marvelous collection. Then he found a pearl of great price, and he knew exactly what to do. He sold everything that he already had in order to obtain the pearl of great price. Now, we're looking at this question. When you come to see the real value of Jesus Christ, what are you going to do? You will know what to do. You're going to have to give up whatever it takes in order that you have him. The question is, what's involved in that? What do we have to give up? And that's what we're going to answer in the program today from the scriptures. We'll look particularly at the example of Paul, what that meant for him and what it's going to mean for us today. But the great thing is, and my prayer for this message going out today, is that we will see how great and glorious Jesus Christ is. Because once you see the good that is in him, nothing is too much. Nothing is too costly in order that you would have him and all that he offers to you.
Well, this is really a helpful message as we think about the application of this principle. So I hope you will join us in Matthew chapter 13 as we continue joy. Here is Pastor Colin.
If you're still in the position today of trying to work out if it's really worth you being fully committed to Jesus Christ, you have not yet seen the value of Jesus. Because as soon as you see the value of Jesus, then like the pearl merchant who knew his pearls, you know exactly what you have to do when you see his value. When you know what it is to worship by the Spirit and you glory in Jesus Christ, you know exactly what to do. If you feel today that there are some sins that it would be too hard for you to give up, here's the real issue for you. You've not yet seen the true value of Jesus Christ. You've not yet seen his glory. It hasn't been earthed in you fully who he is and what he's done and what he really offers and why this is unlike anything else that you can ever achieve or have in this life. When you see the value of all that Jesus is, and of all that Jesus has done, and of all that Jesus has offered, and when you see that he is the only treasure that you can have always, now and forever, you will say, what do I need to do to get this treasure? How can I make this pearl mine? When you see the glory of Jesus, you will be ready to do whatever it takes to make him yours. Searching. Finding. What follows from that when the pearl merchant sees the value of this pearl of great price is selling. Then in his joy, verse 44, he goes and sells all that he has. Verse 46, on finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had. You notice the energy in this? You notice the immediacy? You notice the freedom? You notice the joy in his joy? There's no hesitation here. This is an energized response. There isn't reluctance here. No, he's seen the value. And he knows exactly what to do, and Jesus is using this as a story and as a parable for searching people. You say, when you find who I am and what I have done and what I offer and the fact that this can be yours forever and forever and forever, you will know exactly what to do. Now, he's using an analogy, sell. What exactly does that look like in real life? That's why we read earlier from Philippians in chapter 3, because Paul there gives to us a real-life example of what the Lord Jesus is describing here when he speaks about selling. Philippians 3, let me just read from verse 4. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. A circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, whatever I had in my collection, whatever I had to my assets, I counted a loss for the sake of Jesus Christ. Here's Paul, and he's laying out his assets, and he's laying out what had to go in order to obtain Christ. What had to go? An identity that could no longer define him, that had to go. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. See, Saul of Tarsus was very proud of his race. A Hebrew of Hebrews. Race was defining for him. But when he found Jesus Christ of supreme value, race could no longer be defining for him. He says, having Christ is more to me than being Jewish. That's what he's saying. It's more to me than being black. It's more to me than being white. It's more than anything that defines you or defines me by birth, by nature, or by culture. When you are a new creation in Christ, you do not define yourself by anything that you find in yourself. You are a man or a woman in Christ. You are a new creation. It changes your whole awareness of who you are, the very way in which you define yourself. You may be a father. You may be a mother for a while. You may be a banker, you may be an athlete, you may be a teacher, you may be a missionary for a while. But these are only temporary assignments. You are in Christ. And if you're in Christ, that is the identity that now defines you. And everything else that would compete for primacy against that has to find a different place. Then there was a community in which he was no longer welcome. As to the law, he says, I was a Pharisee, and Paul lists that among his gains, whatever was to my gain. He loved being a Pharisee. I mean, this was an elite club. This was an in-social circle of highly educated people. Whatever gain I had, being on the inside of this privileged circle of company, this professional group, to be esteemed by these people. That was, again, in Paul's life. It was a big pearl that he had cherished. But from the moment that he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, he knew that he would never be welcome in that circle again. The community of Pharisees would no longer welcome him. And Paul says, here, so be it. I used to see being part of that community as a gain. But when I put it against the supreme value of having Jesus Christ my Lord, I could only count it as a loss if it were to be placed as an alternative. And you may have the same experience. There are perhaps more than some would imagine in this congregation who have already walked this pathway. Committing yourself to Jesus Christ may well mean, and for some it has meant, that there are social circles in which you are no longer welcome. Communities in which you are no longer at home. For many communities, even into which you were born, in which you are no longer received. And Paul says, if that's what it is, so be it. Because I have discovered the supreme worth of Jesus Christ. And then there was a passion that he had that was outside of the will of God. That had to go in this fire sale as well, selling all. Notice what he says, as to zeal, that word simply means, we would say today, passion. This was my passion, to be a persecutor of the church. It was his passion. That's what got him up in the morning. That's what energized him. That was the driving cause that motivated his life. He lived for this. Here was a man with a passion. He was pursuing a cause, but the cause he was pursuing was outside of the will of God. And when he finds the supreme value of Jesus Christ, he has to say, that passion that is outside the will of God has to go. What is a passion in your life that is outside of the will of God? You've found pleasure in this passion. It's become a motivating drive in your life, but you know that it is outside of the will of God in Jesus Christ. And when you see the supreme value of Jesus Christ, you know that if you are going to have him, that has to go. And whatever gain I had, this was my life, he says, I counted it all a loss in order that I may gain Jesus Christ. And then there was a righteousness that could not save him. You notice how he says here, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. See, here's the whole way in which he'd viewed his own life. I'm a good guy. I'm a good father. I'm a family man. I go to church. I even from time to time have been known to read the Bible. And suddenly he discovers, when he sees the supreme value of Jesus Christ and all that he is, that this self-righteous arrogance has to go. And that in order to receive the pearl of great price, in order that Jesus Christ will be his, he has to humble himself at the foot of the cross and to say before Almighty God, I am a sinner. In fact, he says in the New Testament, I'm the chief of sinners, shows how deeply he felt it. And if I'm to have any hope at all, it has to be by hanging on to your son, Jesus Christ, who therefore is the supreme value of my life. Selling. That's what it looked like for Paul. That's what it looked like for you and for me too. By the way, it's very, very striking to me. If you look at verse 36, very striking to me that this parable, or these two parables rather, were told not to the crowds at large, but to the disciples. See, if you look back to verse 1, you'll see that it began with Jesus was by the lake, and big crowds gathered, and so there were so many people there to get in the boat, and he's speaking the parable of the sower and so forth. To them. But in verse 36, we're told he goes inside. He goes into the house. He's not with the big crowds now. He's sitting with the 12. And it's there that he gives the explanation of the parable of the wheat and of the weeds that we looked at the other week. And it's there that he continues to tell these two stories of the treasure and of the pearl. He tells them not to the crowds, but to the disciples. The 12 were there. And that means that Judas heard Jesus tell this story. Jesus told this story to him. I mention that for this reason, that you see, Judas was with Jesus and the disciples. He was with them actually for 3 years, a lot of time, and actually a lot of investment of his time and commitment and all the rest of it. But Judas had other pearls that he valued more than Jesus. That's the story of his life. Something else was bigger to Judas than Jesus, and so he sold the pearl of great price, and he did it for 30 pieces of silver. If there is a bigger pearl in your life than Jesus, at some point, you will sell Jesus in order to keep that pearl. If there is a bigger pearl in your life than Jesus, at some point you will sell Jesus in order to keep that pearl. That is why Jesus says, astonishingly to us perhaps, if you don't love me more than you love your father and your mother or your son or your daughter, you cannot be my disciple. If you're not ready to take up your cross every day and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. Why is he saying that? Because if you have another pearl that's bigger in your life, if you have something that you think is higher value than Jesus, at some point you'll do a Judas too. And you'll sell the pearl of great price for whatever it is that you think is of greater value. Now, friends, if that sounds too hard for you, all I can say to you is this, that if you don't think Jesus Christ is worth it, other people do. And if you don't want to have him, other people will. But my prayer is that today you will see the supreme value of Jesus Christ, and considering who he is and what he has done and what he offers and the fact that he alone can be yours forever, you will say, to have him is worth any price.
You're listening to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called Joy, the last message in our series called Ministry Matters. And if you've missed any of the broadcasts in the series, you can always come to the website and listen to each and every program online. You can just stop by unlockingthebible.org and stream the program or download an MP3. Again, that's unlockingthebible.org. Well, we've taken a look at searching, finding, and selling. Let's open our Bibles, if you have not already, to Matthew chapter 13 as we look at a fourth element. Once again, here is Pastor Colin.
Searching, finding, selling, buying. Verse 44, then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Verse 46, on finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had. And he bought it. Now there is a definite transaction that is taking place here. That's why Jesus deploys this analogy of buying and of selling. We all know, of course, that salvation is a gift that we do not earn, but it is a gift that must be received. There is a definite transaction. That's the point here. And it is a gift that can only be received with empty hands. Not with hands that are full of other pearls that we want to give equal place to in our lives. Buying. A definite transaction in which Jesus Christ, of supreme value in all that he is and all that he's done and all that he offers forever and forever, actually becomes yours and you become his. And when this treasure of Christ is yours, you say, how do I know if the treasure of Christ is mine? Well, when this treasure of Christ is yours, you know that you are rich. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ. Paul puts it this way, all things are yours, life and death and the present and the future, all things are yours, you're Christ and Christ is God's. So if Jesus Christ is yours, whatever is going on in your life, don't feel sorry for yourself. The pearl of great price is yours. And when Jesus Christ is yours, you will no longer be searching. See, this trader that's been trading all the time, I'm looking for better pearls, I'm looking for better pearls, I'm looking for better pearls. And now what's he done? He's sold all the pearls that he has in order to have the pearl of great price. That means he is done trading. He's nothing else to trade with. He isn't going to sell the one thing that is of supreme value to him. So when the pearl merchant has made his purchase, he effectively is saying, I'm done with this market. I'm no longer in this business. I have found what I am looking for. If a church person says, oh, I'm still on a long search, I'm still on a long journey, I have to say you've not yet found Jesus Christ. Because when you find Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ really is yours, you'll not be describing yourself as on some kind of a long search. You'll say, I have found what I am looking for. Then what your life will be about this. It'll be, as Paul says, I want to know him. I want to know more of the power of his resurrection. That's the journey that I'm on now. I want to know even what it is to enter into the fellowship of his suffering. That's what I'm all about. But I'm not searching for what's of supreme value in life. I'm not on that journey now. No, I found it. I have found what I was looking for. I end here, friends. The good news is that the owner of the pearl is ready to sell. If you will have Jesus Christ will be yours today. But here's the deal. You must go to God. You must go to God and seal the deal. This treasure is his. Jesus Christ is his son. So you go to God if you want him to be yours today. You go to God and you say you see supreme value in his son. You tell him that. You tell him that you've been living for the wrong things and that nothing that you have in life, nothing that he has given to you, even the good pearls that he has given to you, can compare with the value of who Christ is and what Christ has done and what Christ offers to you. Go to God and tell him this. Tell him you're ready for selling. Tell him, I have been pursuing my own way. I have been defining my own truth. I have been living my own life and ruling my own life. But from this day, these pearls are sold. In order that I may obtain the pearl of the one who from today is my way, my truth, and my life, Jesus Christ, your son, who today I embrace as my sovereign Lord and as my gracious Savior.
We're listening to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message entitled Joy. And we've been looking today at these parables from Matthew 13 about that pearl of great price and that field with the treasure. Maybe you've decided that you want to buy, that you want to begin that relationship with Jesus. But you still have a question about that, or you'd like to talk with a pastor about that, well, you can contact us here at Unlocking the Bible. You can come to our website, unlockingthebible.org, click on the contact link, or even better, call our toll-free number and talk to a pastor on staff. Our phone number is 1-866-UNLOCKED. That's 866-865-6253. Well, today's message is entitled Joy. It's the final in our series called Ministry Matters. It's all about what we can expect when we begin ministry and how to sustain that for a lifetime. If you want to get a copy of the series, ask about Ministry Matters when you call us at 1-866-UNLOCKED or come to our website, unlockingthebible.org. You know, Unlocking the Bible is a listener-supported ministry. We depend on your generosity to keep Pastor Colin's teaching on this station. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to say thank you by sending you a copy of a book. It's written by Jeremy Marshall, and it's called Beyond the Big C. So, Colin, what is the Big C, and what is this book about?
Well, the Big C is a way that some people refer to cancer. And this is a book written by a friend of mine, Jeremy Marshall, who a number of years ago was diagnosed with a very serious form of cancer. And to this day, as we speak, continues to go through various rounds of treatment for that. He has written a wonderfully candid book about his experience of walking through cancer and the treatment for it. He talks about how a person in this situation is moved into a kind of parallel universe. And, you know, you just can't get out of it back to a normal kind of a life. Everything is changed as you move into an entirely new kind of routine. But it's a book that is full not only of honesty, but also of hope. Because at the heart of it, he commends the Lord Jesus Christ and speaks not so much about himself, though he's very honest about his journey, but he speaks about the one who's on the journey with him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the hope that he finds in the Lord Jesus Christ. I would gladly give this book to any person who is suffering, anyone who's enduring a serious illness, certainly anyone who has a diagnosis of cancer or has ever come close to that. Anyone in that situation will be able to relate to this really easily, and I think we'll find it to be very, very helpful.
Well, we would love to send you a copy of this book. Again, it's called Beyond the Big C. It's our thank you gift as you give a gift to support of any amount to Unlocking the Bible this month. You can give your gift by calling us at 1-866-865-6253, or you can give online at unlockingthebible.org. Again, the phone number is 1-866-UNLOCKED or the website unlockingthebible.org. Well, thanks for listening today, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Unlocking the Bible. What is a proverb? Find out on the next Unlocking the Bible.